Track 10 and our final track of news stories. New Veteran Support Hub hoping to launch. The team behind a brand new Veteran Support Hub in Newton Abbott are hoping it will be open and operational next month. Dubbed Op Cutch, the new hub, spearheaded by Amanda Richards, Chris Hansen and Richard Woods, will provide signposting, mentoring and opportunities for veterans, serving personnel and their families. The team are hoping that the hub, which will cover Teignbridge, Torbay and the surrounding area, will be ready by Armed Forces Day on June 27th. Chris said, "We've been hard at work finding a great building, developing partnerships and contract rights across the service sector and building the systems ready to hit the ground running. The exciting part right now is that the receipt of the keys are just days away and we hope to be fully open and operational by Armed Forces Day. The area is without a dedicated hub aimed at veterans, the closest facilities being either in Plymouth or Exeter." Chris added, "The aim has been to create a welcoming, practical place where people can access support, peer connection, mentoring, signposting, wellbeing activities and help before issues reach crisis point, but importantly, have the contacts to get support for people that need it, from the most relevant and effective organisation for their problem. We are now looking for additional individuals, businesses and organisations who may be able to support the project financially, strategically or through in-kind help such as equipment, expertise, professional advice, volunteering, sponsorship or raising awareness. This is an opportunity to help build something practical and lasting for the Armed Forces community. A place where people can walk in, have a brew, be listened to and be connected to the right support."
9-year-old raises £100 for at-risk animals. A 9-year-old animal lover has raised more than £100 for wildlife conservation by setting up a fundraising stall at her school, Sheldon Primary. Amelia Wilson enlisted the help of her friends to run the stall. They asked their schoolmates to donate around £1 each for the Worldwide Fund for Nature and gave out handmade animal-themed badges, bracelets and hair scrunchies to those who contributed. The stall raised £109 for the conservation charity. Amelia's father, Luke, said the initiative was entirely her own idea. As she had read about animals at risk of extinction, she wanted to do something practical to help. He said, "We're really proud of Amelia for following through on this and wanting to make a difference." Amelia added, "I'm happy we raised money to help the animals."
Refurbished Scout Hut opens thanks to grant. High Week Scout Hut in Newton Abbott has reopened with modern facilities thanks to a £175,000 grant from developer contributions. It is now welcoming the community after an official opening event on Sunday, April the 26th. This milestone marks the culmination of a project to provide a modern, flexible and accessible base for High Week Scouts, while also creating a welcoming venue for local groups and residents. The funding was secured from the NA2 Whitehall development, reflecting Teignmouth District Council's commitment to enhancement community facilities for both new and existing residents. The project was strongly supported by local ward members, High Week Scouts and Newton Abbott Community Interest Company. A 2023 residents survey revealed overwhelming support for a community centre, with 93% of respondents in favour. The project is also a demonstration of partnership working between High Week Community, Teignbridge District Council members and officers and Devon Building Control. There has been scouting in High Week for over 100 years and the original High Week Scout Hut on the site opened in 1974. This latest investment helps ensure the hut continues to meet the needs of young people and the wider communities for decades to come. The newly improved Scout Hut features an extended building footprint, larger modern kitchen, accessible toilets and showers, separate meeting room, insulation and energy efficiency upgrades, and a resurfaced car park. As part of the funding agreement, the Scouts committed to complete hall refurbishment and improvement works within 3 years of commencement, an aim they exceeded by achieving building control sign-off within 1 year. The agreement also includes a community hire agreement to make the hall available for wider community use outside of the Scout group hours. Andrew Thorpe, group lead volunteer, First Highwick Village, said, "We now have a building well fit for the next 50 years in the history of First Highwick. We very much look forward to being able to hire it out, not only to other community users, but also having a very modern building available for our own use as a Scout group."
Rail Trail celebrating Brunel relaunches. A trail celebrating railway engineer Isambard Kingdom Brunel's railway is being relaunched in Dawlish. Starting almost 20 years ago by former town councillor Robert Vickery with funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund, the trail is being revived by Dawlish Town Council to mark 180 years of the iconic coastal railway. The town council has funded the amendments and reprint of the trail maps. Robert was invited along to the official relaunch of the trail with Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Anthony James. The free, self-guided walking route between Corriton Cove in Dawlish through to Langstone Rock in Dawlish Warren features information boards about the history of the railway to read along the way. The trail boards are sited mostly along the southwest coast path, and walkers are able to access these from either the seawall if tides and sea conditions allow, or via the cliff path. In May 1846, Brunel opened this stretch of railway, which hugs the vibrant red sandstone sea cliffs. Snaking through a series of tunnels, it only took his team 2 years to complete this monumental project. The section of railway that travels along Dawlish seawall is often described as one of the most scenic in the UK and is frequently marketed as one of the highlights of any heritage steam or diesel rail tour travelling through the region.
Young people from across Devon trekked miles over rough Dartmoor terrain last weekend to complete the gruelling 10 Tours Challenge. The event marked the culmination of months of training for 2,400 teens from across the southwest, who set off on a 35, a 45 or a 55 mile hike as part of the Army Run event. Hundreds arrived at Oakhampton Camp from where the challenge starts early on Saturday morning to wave off the participants and enjoy an acrobatic display from the Red Devils. Teams carried everything they needed for an overnight camp on the moor and relied on their navigational skills and physical fitness to reach each of the 10 tours checkpoints, arriving back at Oakhampton Camp on Sunday. And isn't it wonderful to see these traditions being carried on?
Teamworth Firefighters Long Service Award. A Teamworth firefighter has been thanked for 10 years' service as he moves on to the next chapter in his life. Josh Boyne was presented with presents and a long service certificate when he attended the fire station with his parents and fiancée on May the 5th. In a statement published on Facebook, a spokesperson for the fire service said, "Josh has been a committed and dependable member of Teamworth Fire Station, serving not only the community he lives in, but the wider area with pride. Over the years, he has attended countless incidents and community events, always bringing professionalism, reliability and a strong team spirit. Josh, thank you for everything you've given to the station and the community over the past decade. You've been a solid member of the team and will be greatly missed."